Before the message, I want to share one thing. Revival is coming.
Amen. Yes.
The Holy Spirit is poured out upon all flesh. He's ministering to people who are unsaved and saved, calling them to Him. That's what's happening. And you can sense in the Spirit there's a lot going on. A whole lot going on. I mean, I'm a little thick sometimes and a little slow on the uptake, but even I know that the Spirit of God is moving upon the world and upon people, drawing them in to Him for a huge revival.
Yes.
Amen? That's free. That's not part of the message. And I did that as an encouragement to us, because today I want to talk to you about the apostate church and about what's happening. I don't know how many of you, I cut hair, I work in the world, I see unsaved people all day, every day. I hear them all day, every day, talking about their lives. And the big comment is, well, you know, I'm spiritual.
Yeah.
Okay. What spirit?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the question. What spirit? I want to start with Revelations 12, 7 through 12, to just set the stage for what we're going to talk about. It says in verse 7, "And war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought with the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought, but they did not prevail, nor was a place found for them in heaven any longer. So the great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him." Okay, my understanding is Satan was created to lead worship before the throne of God. He was created a beautiful entity, beautiful, to lead people in worship. He did that because he needed to be appealing to women and men. He needed to have a charisma about him that could draw people in. And trust me, I don't know if you noticed this, but in the world, the enemy is very attractive to people.
Yeah.
You have to be very clever. You have to be watchful to watch and to listen to the Holy Spirit within you. I mean, here's a created being who had, without question, a place in heaven. He had a place. He led worship before the throne of God. Would it get any better than that? If I could sing, I would love it. I can't sing. I make a
joyful.
Thank you. Yeah, you heard me. You were listening. I was clear over there and you heard me. Hey, we'll call it a joyful noise. I can remember when our girls were young, and Jennifer would, every night, when we'd go in and pray with them, and she would sing them a little song, usually something that she's made up, and they would sing songs, and in the morning they would sing songs. And one time she went to a meeting, and so I put the girls to bed by myself, and I prayed with them, and I said, "Okay, let's sing." And I named whatever it was we were going to sing, and I started. She goes, our oldest one, who's about six, she goes, "Wait, Dad." And she looked at our younger daughter and she said, "Haley, Dad's going to sing and you know he can't. So just pretend like he can sing because he's going to try really, really hard." And I said, "Thank you for that introduction." What else can you say? It was true. It was the truth. So I proceeded to flounder my way through the song and they survived. Anyway, I can't imagine being created as the being that is going to stand before the whole choir of heaven and lead people in worship. In worship. Just what we did this morning, worship before the throne of God. And thank you, worship team, for that. I appreciated it. And I can't imagine, it just wasn't good enough for him. It just wasn't good enough for Satan. He wanted to exalt his throne above God's. And he was willing to take entities with him to war against heaven and its principalities and powers that are greater than Satan's principalities and powers. He's so foolish to want to do that. We often, I don't know about you, but there are times in my life when I've fought against it. Let me be in charge, God. Let me be in charge until I figure out how bad I've screwed it up. And then I'm going, okay, God, I'm sorry. I should have let you do it. The issue was he was not satisfied. Then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ have come. For the accuser of our brethren who accused them before God day and night has been cast down. Thank you, Jesus, that the devil has been cast down. He no longer, he's still trying in the earth to accuse us before God of how awful we are and how we don't measure up and how we fall short all the time. He's right there. Accusers has been cast down, and they overcame him by two things, the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. I talked on that once before. The blood of the Lamb, which washes us clean, pays the price for our sin, cleanses us, makes us white as snow so that we can stand before Almighty God, who is the creator of heaven and earth. Is that amazing?
Yeah.
We were created to worship God and have fellowship with Him. And thank you, Adam and Eve. We had a little blurb there. And then Jesus. But Jesus. By the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to the death. Therefore, rejoice, O heavens, and you who dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and the sea. For the devil has come down to you, having great wrath, because, I love this part, he knows his time is short. He knows his time is short. And he's trying to get in as many licks as he can against humanity. Not just the church, but humanity. Must be terrible to be Satan and to realize you had a glorious place in heaven and you gave it all away because you weren't satisfied with what God had given you. May we all learn to be satisfied with what God has given us. We all have gifts, we all have callings. We all have abilities, and God has planted those there for a specific reason. And you know, Satan's big deal is he just wants to mess with you. He really has no authority over you unless we give it to him. He has no power over you unless we give it to him. We have the Holy Spirit of God, Almighty God, creator of heaven and earth, His Holy Spirit lives in us. Are there times in your life when you forget it? Like, I'm going to share a little testimony here. I don't know if you have, and this is sort of off the subject, but I'm throwing this in just because. Are there times in your life when the Holy Spirit says, you need to work on this? Oh, yeah, you need to work on this. And one of the things I've been working on for about I'll say four months, is not being angry about things that have happened. Until I remembered the scripture that said, be angry and sin not. It's okay to be angry. It's an emotion that God has given us. You just can't sin when you're angry. Or you shouldn't. So I went to the Lord and I said, here I am. I'm angry. You say it's okay to be angry and not sin. I'm going to be angry, but I don't want to sin. I want to walk in your love and your forgiveness and your fellowship. And I don't want the anger I feel to be vented toward other people. I want to have it controlled by the Holy Spirit and not sin. That should be our heart's cry. Should be, I don't want to sin before you. I don't want to sin against other people. In 2 Thessalonians, it says, do you not remember that when I was still with you, I told you these things, and now you know what is restraining, that he may be revealed in his own time. For the mystery of the lawlessness is already at work. Only he who now restrains will do so until he is taken out of the way. And then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord will consume with the breath of his mouth and destroy with the brightness of his coming. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan. Oh, yeah. With all power, signs, lying wonders, and with all unrighteous deception among those who perish, because they did not receive the love of the truth, that they might be saved. So for people who are unsaved, when the enemy comes to them, it's spiritual, right? They're spiritual. This is in the spirit. We don't battle against flesh and blood. We battle against the spirit. For this reason, God will send them strong delusion, and they should believe the lie, that they all may be condemned who did not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Those of us who have given our lives to Christ are kept by the power of God, the keeping power of Jesus is in our lives. We are bound to give thanks to God always for you, brethren, beloved, by the Lord, because God from the beginning chose you for salvation through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth. It's important for us to believe the truth of the Word. That's utmost. Believe the truth of the Word. Don't believe everything you hear. Don't believe everything you see, because there's going to be lying signs and wonders everywhere. And as the day approaches, I can guarantee you, and I'm not an A student, I can guarantee you we're going to see it wax worse and worse out there. People are so deceived. Begin choose for those salvation through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth, to which he called you by our gospel for the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, brethren, whenever you see a therefore, check it out. Check it out. Stand fast. Hold, hang on to, the traditions which you were taught, whether by word or by epistle, the written letter. Either by what was preached by the apostles or what was written by the apostles. Now may the Lord Jesus Christ himself and our God and Father, who has loved us and given us everlasting consolation and good hope by grace, comfort your hearts and establish you in every good work. We want God to give us consolation. We want Him to protect us. We need to trust Him that He's always going to be there for us, that He's going to help keep us. We just have to trust Him and His Word. In 1 Timothy it says, "Now the Spirit expressly says that in latter times, and we're in them, some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their own conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from foods which God created to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good, and nothing is to be refused if it is received with thanksgiving, for it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer." Now I'm going to share a story with you. I have about 3 or 4 clients who all go to the same church. And last year they started looking for a new pastor. And this is a mainline denomination. It's not, you know, they're not a Pentecostal church. They're not, I would consider them not, you know, they have the Holy Spirit and the works of salvation, but, you know, they got a new pastor and they were thrilled. It's a woman. Except there was one big issue. And hold on to your hats. The issue was, her wife was not Lutheran.
Oh, my word.
Now, I probably shouldn't have said that, should I, Lutheran part? I should have left that part out, right? Karen, you should have gone like this to me. It's too late, I know. Anyway, so I said, fortunately, without thinking, I said, the problem is her wife isn't Lutheran. And the lady said, well, yeah. And I said, again, as those of us who have no filters, you know, I said, that would be way down the list for me. And she looked at me and she said, well, it's a Lutheran church. I said, I don't care what you call it. The Word of God calls that wrong.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she said, oh, well, we just love them. They're just wonderful. I'm glad it's you and not me. That's all I said then at that point. But here is a doctrine of a demon that has crept into a church that when it was originally established, they established it on the Word of God and upon what the Scripture said. And now they've departed from that. They've left their first love and they've departed from what the Word of God teaches. Because we have to love everyone. We have to be inclusive. Really? I don't see inclusive in the Bible. I'm not saying we shouldn't love people who are different than us. We should love. We're called to love people. God loves them. That's not out of our realm to love those people that don't believe everything we believe. I have good friends. We have good friends who are Christians that we're very opposite in our beliefs. We're very opposed in what we think is important from the gospel. They love Jesus. They've been they were missionaries for 15 years in Africa. But they tend to be way on the liberal side. And not just politically. I mean, that's their issue. That's their choice. I don't care where somebody is there. That they've got to decide that. And look at some of our politicians. They just espouse whatever they feel at the moment, whether it's true or not true. And I don't want to cast too many aspersions on them, but I'm just saying. Those who walk away from the gospel, because Scripture tells us there are going to be believers who are going in the last days to walk away from the gospel. I'm trying to glean as much gospel as I can. I'm trying to get rid of, when the Holy Spirit deals with me, I'm trying to get rid of the junk in my life. We all got junk. We all have stuff we're packing from childhood. We all have junk we're packing from, you know, yesterday. But we need to look to our hope, which is Jesus. The people who walk away from the gospel are grumblers, complainers, walking according to their own lust, and they mouth great swelling words, flattering people to gain advantage. But you, beloved, remember the words which were spoken by the prophets of our Lord Jesus Christ, how they told you that there would be mockers in the last time, who would walk according to their own ungodly lusts. These are sensual persons who cause division, not having the Spirit. Oh, really? That's how it is? Yeah. When you have the Spirit of God in you, it's hard to agree with those doctrines of demons. Because the Holy Spirit is in us, leading us into all truth. Correct?
Yeah.
Correct. And we need to hang on to that. But you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. I mean to tell you, Jennifer got saved when she was just a child, and I got saved at 18. We got married, she was 20, I was 22, we went to church, we had kids, we loved the Lord, and I hated church. It just left me cold. We'd go, and I thought, I could do this at home. And then friends of ours introduced us to the baptism in the Holy Spirit with evidence of speaking in tongues. I had read every book, all three, that were out at that time about the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Dennis Bennett and Rita, they wrote books, 12 O'Clock High and some other ones. And I read them, and I'm not a reader. It takes everything I've got to read. And I read, and Jennifer would go, if God wants you to have that, he'll just give it to you. I go, well, what about what I want? Doesn't matter what I want, matters what God wants. Fortunately, that's what God wanted.
Yay.
So when our friends were in our house sharing about the baptism of the Holy Spirit and the power of God that comes with that, I was mad. You can tell I get mad a lot. I'm, you know, short-fused, I don't know, crazy, maybe. Anyway, so they said to us, well, how about if we just pray right now for you to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost? And me, who had read the book, all three books, I went to Full Gospel Businessmen's. I went forward. I got hands laid on me. Nothing. I'm like, well, let's talk about it for a minute. He goes, what's to talk about? Jennifer says, yeah, pray for us. And I'm looking at her like, who are you? Where did you come from? She jumped right in. boom, got the Holy Ghost like that.
Yep.
And I'm like going, how'd you do that? And my friend Dave said, it's not her, it's God. God does that. He does that through you and in you. And Jim, you're going to need it. You work with the public every day. Oh my gosh, was that the truth? Praying in the Holy Ghost, building yourself up on your most holy faith. And when you run up against, this is going to be free too. If you run up against a situation that you don't know what to do, pray in the Holy Ghost and God will help you through it. But you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Thank you for your mercy, God. And on some, have compassion, making a distinction. In other words, there's some people out there who are espousing garbage that don't have a clue. They just think they're being spiritual. So we need to have compassion on those people. There are other people walking in that stuff who are intentionally trying to deceive people into believing garbage and believing deception and to believing doctrines of devils. But others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment defiled by the flesh. Now to him, Jesus, who is able to keep, thank you, Lord, you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise. Boy, isn't that the truth? Do you ever just look at yourself in the mirror and go, could you get more stupid? Maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm the only one that does that. I don't know. But I've done it more than once. When you're 73, you have lots of chances to do that kind of stuff. Who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. One of the things that we need to do, that Scripture instructs us, especially in the last days when there's lots of deception coming and a lot of stuff out there that is just demonic. I mean, we have people like, the lady that I work with has two little dogs. She just got a new one because the other one died, so she got another one. And the lady was in and she said, oh, how old is he? He's so cute. She said, oh, he's 3. Well, when's his birthday? She said whatever it was. This lady began to espouse how this dog was a Sagittarius or whatever. And I looked at her and I thought to myself, and the client sitting in the chair was fortunately a believer. I said, seriously? The dog knows what his zodiac sign is? Like he cares? Feed me, pet me, walk me. They're happy. They don't care about all the other stuff. They don't care what zodiac sign they are so that some demonic entity can enter them and work through them. They don't care. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, and let us remember that. We're not fighting against one another or people who are opposing us. We're fighting against the spirit behind that, the spirit that's driving that, the spirit that's causing that and putting that in people and on people. But principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to do, stand. Stand therefore, having girded your loins, your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all, taking the shield of faith with which you will be able, it says, to quench the fiery darts of the enemy. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. I have news for you. You need to pray for me. I'm one of all. I need to pray for you. You're each one of all. It says pray for all saints. Not if they go to the same church we go to, not if they believe every detail that we believe, but if they confess Christ as their Savior, they're part of the body of Christ. And trust me, Jennifer and I have talked about this over and over, and crazy things will happen, and we'll say, you know, I know in my life the Holy Ghost gets on me. And he starts working on me in those areas that need to be straightened out. I don't need somebody to straighten me out. Because the Holy Ghost's job is filled, taken, and well supplied. He doesn't need help. We need to love one another, pray for one another, uplift one another, and be there to encourage one another in our walk with the Lord. Trust me, the Holy Spirit is able to straighten people out. We don't always see it as quickly as we'd like to, but he does. And in this wicked age, as things wax worse and worse, and huge groups of people with demonic, you know, revelations, quote unquote. You know, in Yelm, we drive by Jay-Z Knight's place. That's a nightmare. Just, they used to raise Arabian horses there. I'd way rather have the Arabian horses than her, with their demoniac spirit rampant running around. What I'm hoping is that this has been an encouragement, that even though we see in the world what's going on out there, as we walk through our life, and as the Holy Spirit brings people in our lives, in and out, we laugh because there's people in and out of our lives that we've known for a long, long time. And when you run into them, the ones that love Jesus and are walking in the Spirit, just like that, it's like you never missed a day of seeing them. It's amazing to me. There's others that you haven't seen for a month and you feel like you don't know who they are. I'm just saying, you know. So, anyhow, that's the word of the Lord.
Amen.
Pray that we'll bless you. My prayer this morning before when we were in the room was, and I prayed this at home too, Lord God, let me give each one out of this, let's each person take a nugget that they can take home with them out of this. They don't have to remember the whole thing. They don't have to like it. But give them a nugget that they can take home, hold on to, and look at and say, Jesus, that's what I learned from that. And I'm going to live on that. We need to do that. You know, I think about how Pastor Keith just pours his heart out Sunday after Sunday after Sunday. And we are so blessed to have a pastor who teaches the Word of God and doesn't vary from that and doesn't bring his own doctrine in. He brings the Word to us. And we can be thankful for that. There's a lot of places, obviously, the lady with the wife who's not a Lutheran, they don't believe that. Well, that's twice I said that. You're not doing your job, Karen. Okay. Karen said it's too late. I've said it. So anyway, oh, three times I've said that. Oh, thanks, Patty. I also broke this. So I'd like to close praying that the Holy Spirit brought a nugget for you that you can take from you, take from here with you and live on that all week long. Because we need that. We need that. Oh, Father God, thank you so much for your blessings. Thank you so much for being here. Father God, we just thank you for your word. And above that, we thank you for your Holy Spirit and the anointing of God that touches people where they need to be touched. We thank you, Lord God, for that. And thank you, God, that we can take something home with us and we can live on that word all week long. That you minister to us long after we walk out the doors of this sanctuary. Long after the voice of the speaker is forgotten. You're able to minister life to us, and we thank you for that in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.